Well, as you heard earlier tonight, unity is the message down in Springfield. The governor spoke at the old Capitol building for 3.5 minutes to pretty much set the stage for a special session, one that hopefully by the end of this month we will see a balanced budget. We'll see what happens. The Republican senators have a plan to push through. They're hoping that they can get the Democrats to play ball. Joining us on the line, State Senator Jason Berrickman. He is the senator for the Bloomington area, and he joins us now. Senator, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about this. I mean, how different is this special session on the eve of the beginning of it than the special sessions we've had the last couple of years?
Well, we're in unprecedented territory. You know, the notion that the state has gone I think people are counting the days, 700 and some days over 2 years without a balanced budget. Our fiscal year ends June 30th, so there's this kind of built-in pressure to get something done as we approach the end of our fiscal year. And, you know, I think there's some reason to be optimistic. I mean, we don't want to oversell that, but I think you're seeing the two sides come together. You saw Republicans put forward a number of meaningful bills, legislation last week that are designed to put a marker in the sand that reflects some priorities of both Republicans and Democrats. We urged the governor last week to put us back in Springfield to get something done, and he's done that by calling us back. So we're going to spend the next 10 days, hopefully, doing something that has, you know, really been challenging, right? Mm-hmm. Bringing the two sides together to get something done, including a balanced budget in our state.
Well, I mean, I was reading today the Associated Press piece, just the concept that there are, you know, it's unprecedented, like you said, but there are a lot of other states that have rules and regulations that come along with unbalanced budgets or not getting a budget done, whether it be government shutdowns or penalties and things of that nature. I mean, it's amazing, I think, to taxpayers and to people, not just in the Chicago area, but the whole state, that the lawmakers in Springfield have been able to drag this out for 700 plus days with no penalties. I mean, the deadlines just kind of come and go. What gives us confidence that you guys are just going to blow through another deadline at the end of this month?
Yeah, I mean, the skepticism, if not the cynicism that exists in the public is not lost on many of us, certainly isn't lost on me, and for good reason, right? I mean, this is, we live in an era where people are disappointed by government, and then it seems like Illinois seems to double down on that approach. So, what my hope is here is that some cooler heads, reasonable minds prevail, and that we do something that we haven't done. To your point, even though the state hasn't had a budget for this long, I think it's affected people in different ways. The totality of it, you know, the notion that we could go through the summer here without a budget and that schools may be in a position where they can't open. Some schools are talking about delaying openings or only being open certain days. I mean, these are totally unacceptable principles in the eyes of the public. I'll say even, you know, there's lots of people out there who don't vote and they hear about dysfunction like this and it kind of reinforces their mentality of, I live in a dysfunctional state with a dysfunctional government. They kind of throw their arms up in the air and say, there's nothing we can do about it. Our job is to rise above through that and actually do something that portrays a positive message to the public that we get it, that we understand we're there to get a job done, and that people have expectations of us to do exactly that and get that job done.
You know, Senator, as we think about one of the big issues that are at play, and that's school funding and reforming the formula for state funding across the board. You know, you've been a big proponent and champion of trying to get school funding changed in the way it does in the state of Illinois. You know, today at the City Club, Bill Daley was there. There were others that were talking about this sort of the way that Chicago has been represented in this political fight where terms like bailout and others come up when talking about Chicago public schools. Explain, you know, as someone who's a senator to an area that's outside of the Chicago area, you're downstate, just outside of Champaign and Peoria. Just tell me a little bit about the idea of what is inequitable and what's unfair about Chicago, what Chicago's asking for when it comes to school funding and school reform?
Yeah, you know, the area, the city of Chicago becomes kind of one of those hot topic political issues that can fire up a base, whether it be people in the city who, you know, care tremendously about it, all the way to, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, you have people in this state who blame all of the state's ills and problems on the city. And, you know, that's kind of the crowd that says, hey, if you were to carve out Chicago and make it a 51st state, or maybe 52nd if Puerto Rico's 51,
right.
But it's that crowd who says, you know, we can solve all our problems if we just get rid of Chicago. Somewhere throughout all the political rhetoric is some common and reasonable sense that recognizes that we have a great asset in the city of Chicago. It is a wonderful component of our very large and diverse state. And when we talk about fixing a school funding formula, we do so in the context and in the reality that Chicago has some very tremendous financial pressures. They've had years of, quite frankly, mismanagement, and they've created a lot of problems. The state has done its part as well to aggravate that situation in Chicago. You've got pockets of very high concentrations of poverty within the city of Chicago, and a lot of political pressure and a lot of political support coming out of the city. And so because of that, there's a lot of attention on Chicago. What myself and others, you know, I'm a downstate Republican, and so, you know, there's this notion that maybe we just dismiss the importance of the city, and that's just not the case. What I've encouraged us to do, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, is to simply recognize where Chicago is, the importance of the city, the fact that they are part of us, our great state. We need to help them out. And as we do that, we need to make sure that we're helping them out in a fair and equitable way as compared specifically to the, you know, we probably have two or three hundred other school districts around the state. None of them with the population of Chicago, but many of them even poorer than Chicago. And so I don't want to pit one region against the other. I want a fair formula that helps all our kids, whether they be some of our downstate schools, but also including Chicago.
Well, I mean, another area that, you know, has sort of been played out in the preview of the special session is just about the political stakes when we talk about whether or not a budget gets passed or not. And, you know, at that city club, they were talking about, I think it was Daley again, who said, if Governor Rauner can't get a balanced budget this year, he's not going to win re-election. And you've heard others say that, you know, you're getting to a certain point where this is less about balancing a budget and more about the political ramifications of elections. What do you say to taxpayers who don't understand the idea that balancing a budget has become a political ploy?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that here we are. You know, we're in the summer of a year which we don't have an election cycle, yet we all know there's an election around the corner. It just happens to be more than a year away, but you're already seeing some of the advertising on that. We live in a political world, you know, and it's the unfortunate reality that money and social media and all these things create this political atmosphere, which makes it very difficult to get things done, especially when you're talking, you know, some of the new media, the social media pressure really allows some of those on the far right and the far left to gin up the base, make it difficult to work in the middle and get things done. But I just don't think people care about the politics of it. You know, we've got three young kids at home. And so, you know, me, like many others, have a certain expectation that the government's going to work,
right.
That schools are going to be open, and that we elect people without the need to babysit them to get the job done, right? That we elect them thinking, hey, I'm electing a good person, Republican, Democrat, what have you, who is going to represent me in getting a job done. And that's where I think we've all failed in being able to do that. Now, to tie it into the governor, you know, he's taken a lot of heat, admittedly, as a result of this dysfunction. But it's important to note that here we are, you know, at this stage of the game, and there's not been, you know, because of the disagreement between Madigan and Cullerton, the two Democratic leaders have not come to an agreement among themselves on a budget to send the governor. Cullerton's got his version. Madigan kind of froze. It's like he's he was kind of paralyzed in this political process where he didn't adopt the Cullerton budget, which we criticized as being unbalanced, but he also didn't work with us on a compromise budget.
Right.
So I think Madigan, you know, like him or not, he has an opportunity to play a very significant role here. Republicans kind of demonize him, but we need his, you know, we need him to demonstrate some leadership in the Illinois House. I hope that leadership is of the cloth that encourages a compromise and a bipartisan solution here, because I think if we get the speaker engaged, and I think if he exerts some of that significant pressure that he has, that we can find a path to work together and actually get something done.
State Senator Jason Berkman is the Republican senator from the Bloomington area, and he will be down in Springfield. He's in Springfield now for the special session, which begins tomorrow, 10 days to get a balanced budget in place for the state of Illinois. Senator, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.